Like I can't hear anything.
Hello, my name is Angela, and you've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I'm trying to look for a testing site.
All right, bear with me one moment. And what county are you in, ma'am?
Actually, we're on our way to visit family in Hoover, Alabama.
All right, that is one of the more difficult sites to locate up there by Birmingham. Let's see here. Bear with me one moment. I'm going to give you a number in just a moment. Now, it has Birmingham pulled up here. For it's a drive-through testing at Walmart in Birmingham, Alabama. And let's
do you know if they have rapid test results, or do you have to wait like a week to find out results?
It doesn't say on this website whether it's rapid testing. We would have to get you some numbers, and then you could call. And I'm sure if you call one, they probably can refer you to the one that is going to be a rapid testing. If they don't do it, let's see what all we have here.
Okay.
But the testing sites that we have are going to, it says Birmingham, would that be for Hoover? Because I know Hoover is inside of Birmingham, Alabama, right? Is there a specific zip code?
I don't know theirs, actually. I'd have to look up their address, but.
That would narrow it down greatly. If you can get the zip code, then we can get the testing sites in that specific zip code. Is that what you're planning on doing, going there and getting tested once you get there?
I was hoping to get it on our way because we left the house, and my son started, like, coughing and sneezing and running nose, and he just looks, like, really cruddy. And then I come to find out kids that he had associated with the other day, they probably have COVID. So they're supposed to be getting tested today, but the mother, like, lost sense of smell and all that. So I'm like, oh great, she gave it to my kid. But we were trying to get him tested before we go see family, so
okay,
before we expose them, too.
Right.
If you have a second, I can pull it up on my phone.
Okay.
If I have their address. I'm talking to somebody about... Of course he asked me to. Okay, hold on. Not you too. Boy, stop. We're not turning it up right now. Hold on. All right, finally. Sorry, I got it. It's 35226.
That's, excuse me. I Googled it and pulled it up. They just have one in that area in Jefferson. It says 1915 Hoover Court. I'm going to pull this up here and see what the website says. So that's going to be the address, 1915 Hoover Court.
And that's considered Jefferson, you said?
It's in Jefferson County. That is the zip code. I was just checking. It's like four different zip codes, and I just happened to be on that one when you came back on the line. It
oh,
says,
okay.
Call now or register online for same-day urgent care COVID-19 testing now available at Main Street. Rapid results, same-day urgent care. Let's make sure that that's going to be no. So, 19, Hoover, Alabama. Okay. Rapid testing in Hoover, Alabama. All right, this is the number, ma'am.
Okay.
It's 205.
Hold on one second. Can you say it one more? Marco, you have to stop yelling. Sorry, 205?
494.
Okay.
7677.
Okay, so that's 205. 494-7677?
Yes, and this would be Ross Bridge Medical Center.
Ross Bridge this, Medical Center?
Yes, this is a different one with the rapid testing. Ross Bridge Medical Center, that is their number, so you would, you know, give them a call.
Okay, but that's, so that's different than the other, the address you gave?
The
me?
Other address, this is a better one. This is in Hoover, Alabama. It's the Ross Bridge. That other one was in Jefferson, but I found a better one. We'll get a little list here if that pops up.
Okay. Did you say Lost Bridge, L-O-S-T?
Ross, R as in Robin, O as in Oscar, S as in Sam, S as in Sam.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's fine.
That sounds good. All right. I'll give them a call.
All right. Anything else?
All right. Thanks for your help.
Are you welcome, ma'am. All right. I hope we were able to help you. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a good day.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Bye.